Google's Chrome browser to phase out third-party cookies to boost privacy. In the Wall Street Journal by Bodea Twe and Sahil Patel. Google plans to restrict the use of third-party cookies in its Chrome Internet browser, a move it says is aimed at bolstering users' privacy while they visit websites. The Alphabet Incorporated unit has been signaling for months that it had interest in adding more controls on the small data files that help website operators and potentially other entities, including advertisers, gain information about visitors. But it has stopped short of actions taken by Apple Incorporated Safari and Mozilla's Firefox to roll out broader restrictions on tracking cookies. As Google takes the step, publishers and advertisers argue the changes will make the tech giant's own ad business even stronger, as the company will still be able to use data culled from its own internet search and other properties to target ads to users. Separately, a group of state attorneys general and the Justice Department are probing whether Google, which hauled in $97.24 billion in revenue through three quarters of 2019, engaged in anti-competitive behavior as it grew to become a dominant presence in the U.S. ad business. Google said Tuesday that it would phase out support for third-party cookies in its browser within the next 2 years, according to a blog post by Justin Xu, director of Chrome Engineering. Third-party cookies, which can be used by ad tracking or analytics services, are designed to follow users across the internet to learn their browsing habits. Those insights can be valuable to advertisers, but have generated consumer privacy concerns for years. First-party cookies, for example, can be directly collected by a website through some form of consent or direct relationship with the user. These types of cookies can be used for purposes such as saving login information, allowing a user to avoid re-entering a password at each visit. Google collects data from users when they browse websites on Chrome, use its search engine, or other products. By using Google's products, the company can argue that it can track that activity as first-party data, said Jason Kent, chief executive of Digital Content Next, a trade association for publishers whose members include Atlantic Media, Walt Disney Company, and Wall Street Journal parent Dow Jones & Company. Google is defining first-party cookies the way they want to define it, says Mr. Kent. Google's two-year phase-out, Mr. Xu said, is designed to give users, publishers, and advertisers an adjustment period. It will also provide time for the development of new tools such as a privacy sandbox, which would allow users to be served personalized ads while minimizing advertisers' access to certain data that makes it easier to identify individuals. Users are demanding greater privacy, including transparency, choice, and control over how their data is used, and it's clear the web ecosystem needs to evolve to meet these increasing demands, Mr. Xu said in his post. Some browsers have reacted to these concerns by blocking third-party cookies, but we believe this has unintended consequences that can negatively impact both users and the web ecosystem. A Google Chrome update to be released next month is designed to tighten security for third-party cookies before they can no longer capture data when people use the browser. Google dominates the worldwide browser market, with Chrome accounting for about 56% of browser usage in December, according to online statistics service W3Counter. The nearest competitor, according to W3Counter data, was Apple's Safari browser at 18%. Google has been slower to adopt and implement anti-tracking technology within Chrome, partially because of its considerable heft in digital advertising, ad industry representatives say. Google is the world's biggest ad seller, and combined with Facebook Incorporated, forms the digital ad duopoly, which takes in more than 60% of digital ad spending in the U.S., according to eMarketer estimates from last November. Rival web browsers, including Safari and Firefox, don't have advertising businesses to protect, said Mr. Kent. Google's business is based on advertising as the customer and users as the product, Mr. Kent said.